Joining me now is an award-winning comedian and a part-time dance machine all the way from Edenderry, which isn't actually that far away. Neil Delamere is here, everybody.
Part-time dance machine. That dance sounds like it breaks down regularly.
Now, the last time you were here, you were fixing your dad's car. Is that right?
Yeah, it was, yeah. This is what I like about Tullamore and generally outside Dublin. So every time when I get my car serviced in Dublin, right, I go in and I go, can you give me a car while you're fixing my car?
Yeah,
and they go,
standard.
They go, yes, please give us your insurance details, give us your credit card, give us your driver's license. They ring the insurance company to transfer it over. It costs 50 quid or whatever it is. I got my dad's car serviced in and around Tullamore. Let's not say exactly where it was.
Okay.
And I said, it wasn't the town. And I said, can you give me a car while you service this car? The guy didn't even ask me my name. He didn't look for my insurance details. He didn't look for my driver's license. He leaned over his shoulder. He grabbed a random set of keys from a board behind his head and he threw them at me and went, see what they start. And I went outside.
Service.
Yes, got into a car, drove off, and as I was driving off, he came out and went, oh, I better check one thing. And I said, what is it? And he goes, can you drive a manual car? And he went, yeah. And I just drove off. They did it, yeah.
I love that. I have a fancy car and they don't give you nothing.
Yeah, no, that's what you want, somebody with that sort of, you know, level of trust. Welcome.
But he just probably saw your face, Neil, and that's the lad off Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think his memory was that good enough for that.
But you're back gigging.
Back gigging, yeah. And we're back with you then in a couple of weeks for the final.
The final. Do you miss it?
On the Sunday night when you go, because you have the next week in your head going, this is what we're going to do this week, that week was a bit weird, but I was straight back into gigging, so you do miss it that week. But then, like, I've been out every single weekend since that, so I don't really miss it as much, but it's great. I'm really looking forward to meeting up with everybody on the final week as well and seeing what sort of outfits. I want a classy outfit, Jen.
I want to be picked up by all the lads in
okay.
a dance move. I don't want to dance. I said to Darren, I just want to be picked up by all the lads and it makes me look really good, you know, like a lift.
And you lie back.
Yeah,
and they
do all the work.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I'm then that's it. Then I look really
Nikki
good.
Nikki has asked for the same thing, so I'd ask for
I could
for
probably
it first.
Lift him up. That would probably work better.
Yes.
Very slight.
He is a slight and
He's
fit.
Slight lad.
Indeed,
very fit.
Fit man.
Oh, very fit.
I would describe my first outfit week one. I described it on the show as Elton John going to an Orange Order parade. I or maybe the lead guy, the Artane Boys band, who finally moved to San Francisco and lived the life he always wanted to live. Week two was basically Bosco presenter. It was dungarees. So I am looking forward to something kind of classy and...
Not going to happen.
Do you not think?
I don't think so.
They look at me and go, nah. He can't pull that off.
Roach
can pull that off.
Oh,
Roach can look like Gene Kelly.
His see-through shirts and no shirt sometimes.
I know.
And Jordan, he's going to be popping down with his mummy later on.
Yes.
He's doing very well.
Lend my support to my fellow Offaly man
you
as well.
You have to. So you don't miss it. That's great.
I miss you and Nikki, obviously. That's why I live outside in the hedge outside your house. That's why you see me dropping your milk in the morning.
Was your missus very proud of you?
Yeah, she was. She was the one who convinced me actually to do it and said, you're going to enjoy this and you're going to be better at this than you might think, because I had no experience whatsoever and I thought, you know, it might be too left feet altogether. But we genuinely had a great time doing it, I have to
say.
Did
you meet her in a Mullingar Arts Centre? Is that true? Or
no, this is what you heard outside, because I was talking to somebody who shall remain nameless on your show, because I don't know if I'm allowed to say. No, it was my parents.
Oh,
my parents met in the Mullingar Arts Centre, which is not far from here. So if we had done the jive, we would have dedicated it to them.
You really wanted to learn the jive.
I wanted
didn't
to
you?
Do the jive because they used to do the jive in the 50s. So
yeah.
No, all my courting was done in Edenderry and in Tullamore from here.
This is a great town. This is a great town to go out in. It's not bad. What's your favourite spot? Because you gigged here as well, didn't you?
I did here last weekend. I did the SSE Arena in Belfast.
Show off.
The ice hockey arena, and then did the Tullamore Court Hotel. They were very similar clientele, similar big screens.
But what's the crowd like down here when you're gigging?
They're great. I remember the first time I did here, actually, I did the Bridge House just there.
Yeah, I stayed there last night.
And I did it, and I had just started doing the panel, and you kind of didn't know if anybody was going to come. you know. So you did the gig, and it was rammed. We had to put on an extra night, and I had an Offaly jersey on, and I was actually kind of quite sweet, you know, because it's a small county, and I heard the people talking on the show already about the under 20 All Ireland, and I was at that, and to see those young lads play with no fear. This is the thing about when people get to senior level, you know, it's all tactics, and these young lads are just, they think we're as good as anybody else, and they'll take players on, and it was brilliant. And I went to my school friends that I hadn't seen in kind of 20 years, so it was a real community event, and I have to say it was absolutely savage crack. So I was delighted to hear them on the show. But yeah, I did there when I started doing the panel first, and then it kind of alternated between the two. Great memories of Tullamore as well. We used to play them in rugby years ago. I wasn't a very good rugby player.
You played rugby?
Yeah. So basically, I'm on this show, we're talking about dancing and rugby, and now you're going to interview Jordan. Yeah. And I think he's going to kind of slightly trump me, both in the rugby sticks.
He might be a tad faster than you on the pitch.
My favourite Jordan fact is that Jordan scored a try once, and on the video they said that if he had been doing that speed outside the stadium in a car, he would have gotten a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
It was in Twickenham, he was running over 30 kilometres an hour.
Yes, because when I had him on my radio show, when we were announcing he was on dancing, that's the first thing my brother texted me. He's so fast, he can run like 30 miles. I was like, Jesus. Lads are very impressed by Jordan, I think.
Yeah, he's a serious athlete.
He is.
He's a terrible mathematician, but he's a serious athlete.
Come here, did you hear the alpacas?
I did hear the alpacas.
Well, you didn't hear them. They're very quiet. But I had an alpaca farmer, I think he's called. And he brought his alpacas down. They're very cute.
They are beautiful. I saw them in... I did my honeymoon in Peru.
Oh, fancy.
And I convinced my wife that we should go to Peru and climb mountains, which was... I was not as fit as I thought I was.
Okay, yeah.
It turns out that avoiding the escalators in the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre for 2 weeks before you go, it's not the requisite altitude training that you necessarily need to climb mountains in the Andes. Great fun. Oh my, we were with these two Californian girls and they were proper headrests.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm lactose intolerant and I can't eat food cooked on a Wednesday and all that nonsense. And they were so fit they were climbing the mountain, but I had something that they didn't have.
Did you climb it in spite?
Absolutely. How did you know? Irish thickness.
Yeah.
They were in Gore-Tex. I was there in an Offaly jersey and football boots, fueled by Lucozade and pure begrudgery.
Yeah.
These are not getting up this mountain in front of me.
No, good on you.
And they were climbing. I was off my face on cha, which is allowed. You're allowed. It's this thing that you're meant to chew. And the guy says to me, the guy goes, you chew this. I said, I don't want any. He goes, no, like it's like, it'll make you feel like asparagus. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, like asparagus, like the film, you know? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, the film with Kirk Douglas. I'm asparagus. No, I'm asparagus. No, I'm asparagus. He thinks Spartacus. He thinks it's called Asparagus Blood and Sand.
Bless him.
Now, it's fairness, English wasn't his first language. So we climbed this.
Did you feel like asparagus?
I felt like asparagus.
Good on you.
Left side of my face went numb. I had chewed so much of it, but I beat them up the mountain.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Oh,
I'm
so
delighted. You have to. You had no other choice.
And at the very top, this girl goes, now this is a few years ago, she goes, my phone's only got 1% battery. I want you to take a picture of me at the top. And it was going to be like a day before she got to charge it again because we were in the middle of nowhere. She goes, chew. And she just threw me the camera, really rude. So I went, okay, I'll take the picture. So I took about 7 pictures of her. In fairness, she looked great at the top of the mountain. So fit, not a hair out of place. And then the phone died and she goes, thanks very much. In fact, I don't think she thanked me. And at the end, I'd say when she turned on the phone, when she got to the local town, she got surprised because I had turned the camera on myself.
So she's loads of pictures of
she's
you in your
seven
Offaly.
Cameras of me in an Offaly jersey, football boots, head burnt off me. Specifically half of my face burnt off because I was climbing the mountain one side into the shade and none of herself.
Oh, you're so lovely. I bet she was delighted. Now look at you, that's your big comedian. I'm sure she was delighted with that.
But she was very rude to the other people on the climb and I thought it was some sort of karma.
She deserved it. Yeah, karma. Yeah, absolutely. She totally deserved that. I'm delighted she got up the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I climbed
How
all the mountains.
You?
Oh.
Hours?
Hours, days. It felt like days.
What a thing to do on your honeymoon.
I know.
Is that
the
most romantic thing? Is that as far as it gets? Is that as good as it gets?
As good as it gets? Yeah. How specific are you, do you want me to be about my honeymoon?
I want you to be very specific.
Well, I'm not going to be very specific. I've been on show.
You did all the romantic stuff as well.
Yes.
Okay,
we walked around, we saw things, and that shall stay there.
Okay, fair enough. enough. Well, listen, tell us where you're going to be playing next.
I'm doing Seamus Tíre in Tralee.
Seamus Tíre.
Seamus Tíre.
Okay.
The National Folk Theatre.
Okay.
In Tralee tomorrow night. And then it's crazy from them, the Theatre Royal next week in Waterford, and the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, and Mullingar Arts Centre, where my parents met. I still play there, which is kind of cool, in the County Hall.
Do they
next
love
week
that?
As well? Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. My mother's no longer with us, but my father, absolutely. Yeah, he loves it, and I send him a picture from there every week. So.
Oh, that's so lovely. Every well, listen, if people want to get tickets, you can check out at Neil Delamere Comedy on Insta. And if anybody has seen that picture of Neil Delamere in the Offaly jersey at the top of a mountain, if it's done the rounds anywhere, please send it in to me, jen@orty.ie. Thanks, Neil. Always a pleasure. We'll take a quick break.